There is a draft executive order reportedly being circulated inside the White House titled Making Federal Buildings Beautiful Again that would require most new federal buildings to be classical in style, emulating the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome. This order would rewrite principles for federal architecture that have been in place since the early 1960s, and it has been roundly condemned by people who care about architecture and design, including our next guest, Blair Kamen, who's the Pulitzer Prize-winning architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. Blair, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
So why do you think that this draft executive order is such a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea because it is profoundly undemocratic in that it would impose classical and traditional architecture on communities that are now free to choose the style of buildings that suits them best.
Where does it come from? Who came up with this draft executive order?
This is being spearheaded by a small nonprofit group out of Washington, D.C. called the National Civic Arts Society. And they are dedicated to the proposition that all modernist architecture is created poorly and that the public hates it. They are dedicated to restoring America to a classical architectural tradition. And they obviously have some allies in the Trump White House because they were able to at least get this draft executive order under consideration.
What about in the architecture community more broadly? Do they have support? Are there a lot of people out there who say we should only be building classical architecture buildings?
Not a lot of support. The American Institute of Architects came out against this. The National Trust for Historic Preservation came out against it, as did other groups, including the Society of Architectural Historians here in Chicago. They say that they remain convinced that the dictation of style, any style, is not the path to excellence in civic architecture.
Well, and in fact, the principles that are already in place for federal buildings, which were drawn up during the Kennedy administration by the late Daniel Patrick Moynihan, he wrote, the development of an official style must be avoided and that design must flow from the architectural profession to the government and not vice versa.
Exactly. And that's really a reflection of the Cold War era. The notion was that America, unlike totalitarian regimes that dictated an official style, would allow different styles of architecture that were suitable for different regions of the country. So the principles have been very effective in terms of guiding loosely how federal architecture should be designed.
When you think about the federal buildings that have been built since the 60s, mm-hmm. what stands out to you? What are some examples of different kinds of architecture that you think it's a good thing that a policy like the draft executive order was not in place in the last many decades?
Well, the one that I'm most familiar with is right here in Chicago, and that's the Chicago Federal Center designed by Mies van der Rohe, one of the great architects of the 20th century. It is not a fake Roman temple. It consists of a high-rise courts building, a high-rise office building, and a low-rise post office. And they pinwheel around a beautiful urban plaza that is decorated by a red flamingo sculpture by Alexander Calder. This ensemble, in its black tie elegance, is kind of like a clearing in the urban forest. In other words, a classical building, a domed building, would sit in the middle of an urban block. In contrast, the Federal Center here creates an opening for open space and farmers markets and other civic activities in the middle of that block. The draft executive order essentially makes it really difficult to build anything outside of a classical or traditional style. In addition, a building like that resembled, say, the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, which is based on African architectural mm-hmm. presidents, would not be allowed. So what we're talking about here is really an attack on architectural and cultural diversity. Now, Jeremy, I want to be clear that I am not opposed to classical buildings. No style has a monopoly on quality. The point is the imposition of the classical style mm-hmm. and the restriction of choice. That's the key. That's the step toward authoritarianism that is truly troubling about this proposal.
Step toward authoritarianism, you think,
mm-hmm.
just from the architecture of our federal buildings?
Yeah, because taxpayers pay for these, and it's their money. It's their community. They should be free to be able to choose. The country is more diverse culturally, demographically, architecturally, and our buildings should really reflect that. They should not be decided by bureaucrats or the stroke of a pen from the occupant of the White House.
That is Blair Kamen, the Pulitzer Prize-winning architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. Blair, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to talk with you, Jeremy. Thank you.